Under 70, we'll see at least the basic structure of the New World Government installed. Those of us under 40 will surely live under its legislative, executive, and judicial authority and control. As a system that will be introduced and installed in our midst by the end of this final decade of the second millennium. Okay? So we only talk about 8 years or more that it will be introduced, installed, and running. And every sector of our lives will be affected. You see, when we went into this, we moved in from the Iron Age, and we moved into, as we might call it, the computer age, where we are, or some call it the information age, that everything is done so quickly and everything is using computers and using telecommunication so much, such that you can transmit something that's being done in one place to the entire world at the same time and everyone can see it. It's just like when they were bombing Iraq, everyone could see the war on TV. I remember in the past when in the 60s, I guess it's the 60s, the early 70s, when you had Laskowitz, you had Gil Scott Heron, you had all these different people talking about the revolution. The revolution will not be televised, but obviously it was. Everything that's going on in this last world order will be televised. What was going on in LA? They was able to show across the whole world what was actually going on in LA at the same time. Okay? So we see here that we have moved into this age, and now how many people can survive without electricity? That's right. Amish and Mennonites do. How many people out in the country, secluded, away from their people so that they can't see them? Your enemies can't see you. We were given that count to what? 1800s. Amish and Mennonites have decided to say, hey, that's good counsel. We'll follow that. They've been following it ever since. Okay, and now we're going to see, according to the New World Order, that this is going to affect every phase of our life, and because it's going to affect every phase of our life, that if you were not connected to the system, it wouldn't affect you. It's just like when you think about it in 1929, when the Depression came. I spoke to some people who were older, who lived through that particular time as children and so forth, and as late 70s, early 80s now. I asked them, well, how was it? Some of them, these were farmers. They said, he gave me an example of his father. They had their farm. His father went out and he would bring milk and eggs into the city and they would sell it. And he remembers that his father went down in the town on the day the Great Depression hit and he was trying to sell his milk and eggs and nobody bought from him. So he came on back home and he said, well, we didn't make any money. They went back the next day. Same thing. I think maybe 2 or 3 days went by and a week. And then he asked somebody, why is no one buying anything? He said, don't you know this is a depression? Don't you know all the banks closed up? Don't you know that everything isn't the same no more? So those that were in the city, it affected them drastically. Those that were out of the country that were living off the land didn't even know there was such thing going on. See, if we follow what God has written in the Bible, as we should, then when this thing hits us, or hits the world, you know what's going to happen? It shouldn't affect the people of God at all. It shouldn't. But most likely it will, simply due to the fact, because we're so tied to the world, that what? If we remember, the Bible tells us to shun death. Is that right? The Bible says, owe no man anything. Okay, that's what it says in the New Testament. The Old Testament, he says that the debtor is a servant to the lender. Okay? And we're going to see that anyone who's in debt is going to be in serious trouble. Okay? We should have been fleeing it like lepers. See, the Bible's giving us counsel that in the last days it's going to be needed. And if you're not following it, it's going to affect you very fast. But if you've been following it, it's probably not going to affect much. I mean, it's going to have some, you know.